Well, hello there, Trouble. It's day four of hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker, kind of my daily diary of what's going on. Don't forget, you can always find me online at Alex Baker Man on Instagram and indeed on Twitter and on Facebook as well. It's just Alex Baker with a man on the end. My name is actually Alex Baker. Some people think I'm actually called Alex Baker Man, but I'm not, as much as I think that's actually quite a fun name. Anyway, so it's a bit of a check-in today. I didn't actually go out last night. Last night I was supposed to be going out for a massive American meal. That's now been postponed till Friday because I've been really poorly. I've got like a cold and stuff and I just couldn't be dealing with it. And you know what? I'm actually feeling pretty intimidated by everything, if I'm totally honest. It's kind of a bit mad, isn't it, this? It's a proper commitment. Podcast every day for 365 days. I keep thinking about like episode, 237. You know, that seems so ridiculous, doesn't it? Episode 200, or what about episode 312? You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I can deal with. And also 364 and 365, you know, the penultimate and the last episode. That's all exciting, come to the end of the journey. But it's the bit in the middle, isn't it? And I think that's probably indicative of how I feel about commitment to dieting anyway, or like a healthier lifestyle anyway. It's very easy, isn't it, to start off and like, yeah, I'm gonna smash this is gonna be amazing, and you kind of like, you can visualize the end point, but you kind of forget about the meat, so to speak. You kind of forget about the bit in the middle. So I'm feeling pretty terrified about it all, I can't lie to you. But I was chatting to one of my mates about it at work, Connie, and she was like, you've just got to take it one day at a time. You know, don't think about the bigger picture. Don't think about episode 275. Think about tomorrow or think about today. And I think it's kind of obvious advice. Like, no offense, Connie, but it's kind of obvious advice. But it's actually really, that really rings true, doesn't it? Like when you're doing something like this, you've got to focus on the day to day. Otherwise, you just get lost in the enormity of it all. And I'm not ready to do that. I don't want to be like freaking out and then just deciding it's not worth it and pulling out of this commitment that I've made. So yeah, I don't think I've been eating that well either, if I'm totally honest. Like, I've been sticking to my calories, but I've been eating, you know, like bags of Doritos and stuff because I've been really busy at work and I've not really been paying attention. I've not been like properly prepping my meals. It's also really difficult to find stuff in supermarkets that hasn't got sugar in. Have you ever noticed that? Like, I've been looking at the back of packets, because in the day, I'm not so bothered in the evening, but in the day, I've been just trying to avoid sugar if possible, so I'm not having any sugar in my coffee. I'm just being mindful of it, so when I pick something up, I look at the back and see if it's got any sugar in it, and if it has, I just won't buy it. And I was in Morrison's the other day in Camden, in London, and I was trying to find some ham. I was like, right, I'll have some ham with some salad, you know, like a little ham salad thing, that'd be nice and light for lunch. And I was looking at the back of ham, it was like, every single one of the hams had sugar in it as like the second ingredient as well. It was like ham, sugar. I was like, what? Why are you putting sugar in it? And there was one pack that didn't have sugar in it, and it was like £5. I was like, well, I'm gonna have to get that then, aren't I? They went to get some salad dressing. Every single salad dressing had sugar in it, like properly high up the ingredient list as well. So I ended up buying some Frank's hot sauce because I like hot sauce, and it didn't have any sugar. It was like spirit vinegar, crushed chilies, and some garlic salt or something like that. And I was like, well, fine, I'll just have that. Loads of flavour, bags of flavour, no sugar. So that's a little tip. Well, for myself and for you as well, if you're trying to find salad dressings. Can't believe I'm talking about salad dressings. What has my life become? Anyway, hopefully you're having an amazing time and you'll stick into it. I think, please let me know how you're getting on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. And spread the word as well. Let people know if there's people out there that you think could benefit from this journey. Then let them know. And don't freak out that we're on day four. Like, it's so easy to catch up because the episodes are proper small. They're just check-ins, really. And of course, day seven, which is fast approaching, is going to be a landmark because it's going to be the first weigh-in after all this has started. Will I have lost any weight? God, I hope so. I feel like I have. I feel like my bloating's gone. You know, I feel lighter on my feet. Starting to sleep a bit better as well, which is good. So let's see how we get on. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.